Guitarathon is the greatest guitar sale on earth, and it's happening now. Get massive savings on a huge selection of electric and acoustic guitars, basses, amps, pedals, and other accessories. Get select Ernie Ball strings, 3 for $10. Save $100 on a Fender Special Edition Strat, or get a Yamaha acoustic for just $199. Plus, get special financing on select major brands. Don't miss these incredible deals. Available online and in-store, now through November 1st. Guitarathon, only at Guitar Center. Find your sound.
You are Locked On Pelicans, your daily podcast on the New Orleans Pelicans, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to another edition of Locked On Pelicans. I'm your host, Jake Madison, at Nola Jake on Twitter, also writer over at bourbonstreetshots.com, where we've got the best Pelicans coverage for you. Coming to you this Thursday, finally, the Pelicans get a win in the DeMarcus Cousins era. Now 1-for-3, though, does this one really count if Cousins was suspended and didn't play? I got to throw in the little bit of the hot take here this morning for you all. No, definitely counts. Pelicans beat the Detroit Pistons at home in the Smoothie King Center 109-86 after a very dominant fourth quarter due to a little kerfuffle that happened late in the third that got Andre Drummond ejected, kind of opened the game up for the Pelicans, allowed him to take a lead, not even really relinquish it. While putting up 31 points in the fourth quarter, Detroit only scored 16. I'm going to break this down for you guys, what happened in this one. There's some good, there's some bad to take away, too. Also, does it matter as much since DeMarcus Cousins didn't play, and this isn't the team you're likely to see when he comes back Friday for the game against the Spurs? But we'll have all of that for you and more in today's edition of Locked On Pelicans. So the 109-86 win over the Pistons, good win for the Pelicans. They needed this. Get off that skid. At least maintain neutral ground in their race for the eighth seed. They're currently four back still of the Denver Nuggets. And I'm going to touch on that towards the end of the podcast here. About what you would have expected from this game, basically get Anthony Davis the ball early, often, and try and get Jrue Holiday going. In his pregame presser, Alvin Gentry said they were worried about Jrue Holiday being too much of a point guard and needed Jrue just to be himself, be Jrue Holiday. And you guys had heard me talked about on this podcast, and I wrote about it before over at bourbonstreetshots.com. In the 13 games leading up to the All-Star break, Holiday was playing at a near All-Star level with the points and assists he was averaging, as well as cutting down his turnovers. And they wanted him to get just back to doing what he was doing. And I've also said on here, in various other places, that he's got the biggest adjustment to make of all, since this trade happened, bigger than Anthony Davis, bigger than DeMarcus Cousins. He needs to go out there and be maybe a bit more of a facilitator, but then you watch him try and do that, and it wasn't quite it. He just needs to be an aggressive scorer, and to, when he has a lane and has an opportunity, be very decisive. And that's what you haven't seen from him in the three games leading up to this, where there's a lot of hesitation from him. And in that hesitation, either it gives the defense a chance to force a turnover from him. And you guys have seen it. He's turned the ball over a lot. And he had five tonight. But let's just go over the game first, I guess. I'm all over the place. So start the game, missed four straight offensive possessions with no points. Three of those were turnovers, at least two of them Holiday's fault. So once after that, he settled down a ton. But in this game, the Pels struggled when it came to defensive rebounding. On the night, they had a 66.2 defensive rebounding percentage, but that jumps up to 76.9% in the fourth. And that's because late in the third, Andre Drummond received a flagrant 2 for shoving Tim Frazier in the head, earning him an ejection. Pels were up 6 at that point, immediately come out, score 5 points after that, go up to 11. And then, at that point it was done. Davis was unstoppable throughout the entire game, and they win by 23. It's a good win, like I said, for that. But some of the issues still present themselves. And the Pels did go with their small lineup to start the game with Davis at center. And this is something you'll still see him use at times throughout games, depending on foul situations for Cousins, depending on the matchup they're playing. Maybe they want to play with a little bit more pace. So they went with the small lineup, Hollis Thompson in for where Buddy Hield normally would have been. And it was working. They realized, hey, okay, we don't need to worry about DeMarcus Cousins here. Just get Davis the ball. And then Holiday did his thing as well, trying to get in there, drive, and attack. And he was scoring at the rim much more than you've seen him these the three games prior to this. He scored 22 points. The assist numbers, not too great. Only five turnovers. But it's more the scoring and the fact that he could get to the rim and drive. Partially that's due to the spacing being a little bit better. I'm going to have a guest on in a week or so to really break it down. Coach Nick from BasketballInsiders.com, or BballInsiders.com. And the spacing was a little bit better because teams aren't crowding the paint as much when you don't have both of the bigs out there in Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins. Again, go back to a game like the Mavs. And anytime Holiday went to the rim off a pick and roll, off just driving, there's three or four guys in the paint to just take the lane away from him. That's where you also need the decisiveness to come in, is you see the lane, just drive and go for it and hit it hard, which he did tonight. The small lineup struggled, as I'd mentioned with the numbers before, with defensive rebounding, 66.2%. Defensive rebounding percentage on the night. That's why you saw Dante Cunningham get subbed out for Alexi Ajinsa early. And Ajinsa actually had a fairly impactful game for him off the bench. 10 points, 8 rebounds, 3 blocks, no turnovers, which you like to see. Pretty good game for him. You know, the past, it's 2 out of his last 3, he's actually not been terrible, which is a nice thing to see. He also was living at the rim versus trying to do it with a mid-range jumper that he has. So good to see again. The Pels need more aggressiveness. They need easy looks. Don't take these longer, harder makes, even though you can hit them at a decent clip. But yeah, defensive rebounding was an issue. The Pistons grabbed 23 offensive rebounds. 10 behind Andre Drummond. Only scored, though, off of those 21 second chance points, which is good. Pels limited the damage when it came to the offensive rebounds. But man, if they had done a little bit better on the defensive glass, this game would have been a much bigger win than 23 points, obviously. But really, the story of the night after the ejection and everything was Jrue Holiday getting back on track. And I want to focus on that a little bit and dive into some of the other numbers behind his recent struggles and a few varying degrees of that. So Holiday had 22 points on 18 shots, and while that looks good, you got to wonder how much is still going to mesh with DeMarcus Cousins and Anthony Davis on the court at the same time. And when you dive into it a little bit deeper, the number that jumps out to me the most is Holiday's usage percentage in this game of 39%, which for him is very high. And it was higher than Anthony Davis on the night, who had it was 32 point something. And compare that 39 usage percentage for Holiday to his usage percentages from the other games against Houston. He had a usage percentage of 22. Against Dallas, it was a usage percentage of 27. And against Oklahoma City, it was the lowest out of all of them, with a usage percentage of 18.4. So all of a sudden, you have a big spike in that. And of course, he's going to have a much better game scoring-wise with everything. So the issue is, what's his normalized usage percentage, let's call it, going to look like with Cousins on the court? You know, Holiday clearly needs more than the 18 and 20% he's putting up. But there's only one ball, and you don't have enough room to get him into 39% unless other people are losing shots. And that's exactly what I think might be happening and what the case will be. The other day, DeMarcus Cousins, after practice on Monday, said, yeah, he realizes that basically Anthony Davis and himself are probably going to need to take a few fewer shots to get teammates their looks and get them the ball a little bit more to get them going. Now, that's a twofold. One, it's, well, threefold, I guess, because I got asked this on the radio yesterday, was, well, these guys are putting up monster numbers for this team. Why do you want them taking shots? You want them taking shots and scoring and being your primary producers, especially if they're putting up, you know, 60 plus points combined every night for you, almost or close to it. But one of the things you've got to worry about is teams just absolutely not respecting the rest of the Pelicans on the roster. You saw it against Dallas. You kind of saw it against OKC as well, where they're just leaving wide open shooters and just being like, hey, if those guys beat us, Solomon Hill, Etuan Moore, Dante Cunningham beat us, we're okay with that, but we're not going to let Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins beat us. And also because those guys are getting double teamed every time they get the ball, if not triple teamed. Again, as you saw over this weekend, Davis got doubled almost every time he got the ball down low. Why do you think he drew so many fouls? Went to the line 11 times. Made all 11, by the way. That was a nice number to see from him. So they need to realize maybe don't take a contested shot that they have a higher chance of missing, and maybe need to pass out of those even though they normally would take those shots and like those shots. The other part of that is, you also got to get Holiday the ball a little bit more and let him try and score and create and penetrate off the dribble. And I think they realize, hey, he needs to be aggressive. We need to maybe hang out towards the three-point line to help the spacing and give him a lane to drive a little bit more. At least maybe that's me reading too much into what DeMarcus Cousins says and what I hope and would expect from the team. But Holiday needs to find this right balance. He at least got some mojo back last night, let's call it, and got in a bit of a groove and was able to play better. But there's certain issues with passing that are still there. He needs to settle down. He needs to figure out who he really is. And I gave you, you know, I told you what Alvin Gentry had said before the game. And after the game, Holiday said Gentry showed him clips of them playing exactly how they want Holiday to play, driving to the basket, dishing assists off that. I don't know if it's a good or bad thing, but Holiday's incredibly good at making a pass after he kind of jumps to shoot and passes out of the shot, which is not always the right thing to do. But he has very good court vision from that and can easily find open teammates. Now, they need to hit their shots, which luckily they did against... See that transition, how good that one was? Which luckily they did against the Detroit Pistons. So I talked earlier in the week, on Monday, I believe, about the uncontested looks they were having, how the Pels were shooting them well below their season average, close to about 30% on uncontested looks per game. Bad number. Last night, they shot, what was it? On uncontested looks, I think I just lost it here. I have so many tabs open on my laptop here. 37.1% on uncontested looks. That's what you need to see from this team. A lot of those are three-pointers. And, you know, last night they had a far more contested looks because it was really Anthony Davis just getting in there. And they're not really contested since he's jumping over everybody. But it was a good look for the Pels. They hit their shots better. You saw multiple people contributing. It wasn't just Anthony Davis, DeMarcus Cousins, and the rest of the stat sheets filled up with Pelicans players scoring 2 points. They actually got some help all around, with Dante Cunningham chipping in 16. Hollis Thompson chipped in 8. Alexi Ajinsa 10. Etuan Moore 11. Tim Frazier had 5 and kind of got going later in the game. So it was nice to see just an all-around team performance. And if they can keep that up and that shooting up when DeMarcus Cousins comes back this Friday against the Spurs, this is going to be a lot of fun, and this team will start winning games. And if they want to make the playoffs, especially 4 games back as it stands this morning, they really need to start winning games, obviously. But I was looking at the standings with everything. You know, they're basically 1 game back of the 9th seed in the West. They're 12th right now. Look, there's 3 games that really matter coming up. So the Pels have 21 games left to play. And 4 games to make up over that time would be a lot, a ton. You know, not sure if they can pull something like that off, especially with that race for the 8th being kind of competitive, though you have Denver pulling away a little bit, getting a half game, full game, like once a week, basically gaining ground. But the thing is, those 21 games are more or less inconsequential because you play the Denver Nuggets 3 times. You sweep those 3 games, Denver won the opening night game, you'll remember. But if you beat Denver 3 times, and it's going to be hard, Jokic for them is playing tremendous. If you can win those three games, though, that claws you three games back, and you basically need to make up one game over the remaining 18. That's a doable number. That's what you've got to look at it. You at least have to go 2-1 against Denver, get two games back, more or less, and see, you know, if you can kind of make your life a little bit easier. But, you know, with Holiday playing well tonight without Andre Drummond, you can see this team still needs more time to gel and come together. Look again when LeBron went to the Heat, originally how they struggled when he went to the Cavs and they added Kevin Love, struggled. Kevin Durant and the Warriors got off to a bit of a slower start for them, at least this season. It takes some time. It might have taken the remaining 25 games to find out how to kind of run everything and get this team, at least offensively, where they want to be. And this is a team that struggled on offense all year. Missing the playoffs isn't the worst. That's why clearly Dell Demps wanted top three protection on the pick. The first round pick in 2017 they sent to Sacramento. Still can't believe that happened. That's a lot of fun. But we're going to find out what this team's made of. Spurs are going to be a tough test. Get Andre Drummond. Get DeMarcus Cousins back for that game. Should be a lot of fun. I'll have a preview on that one for you guys tomorrow. ESPN game. That is exciting. I think it's 8:30 p.m. in the Smoothie King Center. I will most certainly be there. Hopefully you all will, as well as the collective Mardi Gras hangover is gone from everyone. So thank you all for listening to Locked On Pelicans today. I'm your host, Jake Madison. At Nola Jake on Twitter, please give a follow to Locked On Pels as well there. It's at Locked On Pels. Pretty easy. Don't forget, it's on iTunes. It's on Audio Boom, wherever podcasts are found. So thank you all for listening, and I'll be back with you all tomorrow.
Napa know-how. It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.